News on Harry Styles, Justin Bieber, and Miley Cyrus. Recap of the week that was Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell checking into Ralphie tonight. We start with Harry Styles. Obviously, I guess he went through a bit of a breakup this past week with Zayn leaving One Direction. But the magazine, Andrew, receiving some more information on, I guess, some beauty treatments that... Harry receives.
So a doctor in Beverly Hills is telling us that Harry receives an $800, now get this, sheep placenta facial.
Now, I guess a way to not use the word placenta would be like, what, stem cells? Is that basically kind of what it is, Andrew?
Right, that's a fancy way of saying it. But it's a 90-minute treatment, and basically it's for someone like Harry where he's wearing stage makeup all the time, and he wants to keep his face youthful and radiant, he's turning to sheep placenta, or I guess, yeah, we could say stem cells, but I think sheep placenta has more of an hue factor, so I like that better.
Who needs proactive? Why go the Adam Levine route when you could just go the sheep placenta route? That does not sound as intriguing.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell here on Ralphie Tonight. Justin Bieber recently roasted for Comedy Central. He apologized at the end of the roast, but I don't know, Andrew. Sounds like he's kind of back to his old ways.
Well, listen, I want to be one of Justin's friends because this guy just can't stop spending. He spent $35,000 a night on a 10,000-square-foot villa at Caesar's Palace for a group of friends for his 21st birthday, and he was staying at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills where he was spending $10,000 a night, and he stayed there for 3 months. That's almost $1 million.
That's so rich. I mean, like, at that point, why don't you just buy a house?
Exactly.
Buy another house. For crying out loud, buy a couple houses.
he'll go out to the club. He'll spend $20,000 on bottle service for one night out. I mean, like, this... It's just his spending is crazy, but he's got it. So that's the thing. He's not going for broke anytime soon. But you have to think 20, 30 years down the road, is he still going to have that income if he's not investing wisely? So I don't know.
Exactly. Not to mention he hasn't released any music or any movies or really much of anything in a while, though I'm sure he got paid for the Comedy Central roast. But still, I mean, compared to what he's made throughout his career, we'll see if he could keep that up. Wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell. Miley Cyrus going through some hard times. She went through a breakup for real, apparently, with Patrick Schwarzenegger. Andrew, how is she taking it?
According to her friends and to our sources who are close to her, she's not taking it very well. She's always been a party girl. She likes to drink and she likes to smoke and dabble in some drugs, but it's just kind of going out of control at this point, and she's really trying to numb herself after the loss of Patrick. She really was in love with him, and now seeing photos of Patrick with another girl in Cabo San Lucas recently, it's pretty heartbreaking for her. And she had the failed engagement to Liam Hemsworth, and now the failed relationship with Patrick Schwarzenegger. I think it's time that Miley gets herself on track and worries about Miley and doesn't necessarily have a man in her life for quite some time.
Yeah, she does not handle loss well. These reports kind of creeped up when she lost her dog as well. I think it was like last year or the year before. So we feel for her, and we hope she's able to straighten things out. Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Have a great weekend.
You too.